Hello.
Hi, this is Michaela calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance. It seems like we got disconnected.
Yeah, I decided to hang up because I got the feeling that you're not gonna help me out. I would rather have the motorcycle start on with the battery. But what's gonna happen if the motorcycle don't turn on? I have to wait 72 hours and leave my motorcycle by itself in here. That is not an option. Do you understand what you're telling me?
Yes, but we can get a tow for it, a tow service instead.
So why do you want to tow the motorcycle if you can turn it on? You're not killing the possibility. I'm trying to be easy for me and for you guys. But if you're telling me that, hey, if the motorcycle don't turn on, I'm going to send you a tow car. And if you have to tow the car, I have to go with them. And then another problem is going to arise. You know what I'm saying?
I
that
do
would be my
understand.
last option, is to put it on a motor the motorcycle on a towing car. And I have that happened to me before with you guys, where they sent a towing car which is not even equipped to get a motorcycle on. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I'm thinking right now. It's like, how come this can happen? If plan A doesn't work, you should be able to send me the plan B.
Yeah, I do understand, but the service that you have with your plan only covers you for one service. So that's with your insurance, what your insurance covers. And we could send you a tow. If it say it doesn't work, we send you a jump start, and then you would like to tow it. Since you wouldn't be covered, you would have to pay out of pocket.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm not using insurance. The insurance is stupid. What I'm paying is stupid.
I do apologize. We just only have
I
to
mean,
go with what your insurance is telling us that you're covered for.
Don't worry. I have a second insurance. I'm not going to use it. Bye.